When we were kids, we all loved to play. Our memories remind us of how fun it was to put on costumes and pretend we were someone else. Sometimes heroes, sometimes villains, sometimes just ordinary grown-ups. But few of us have ever managed to grow up and still enjoy the fun of those childhood memories. My next two guests have made successful careers out of having fun and entertaining audiences. Gwen Overland is the artistic director of the Camelot Theater and Talent. She's also directed and acted in various productions for the Oregon Cabaret Theater as well as the SOU Theater Department. Gwen also holds multiple degrees in music performance, acting, theater arts, and clinical psychology. She's featured in a starring role in the play Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will, which opens tonight at the Camelot Theater. Gwen joins me in the studio. Welcome to The Exchange, Gwen.
Thank you. Good morning.
Also joining us is Del Shores. He's a successful writer, director, Broadway producer, actor, teacher, and stand-up comedian. Del wrote the award-winning play, Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will, which was made into a movie starring Beau Bridges, Judge Reinhold, and Beverly D'Angelo. And now that movie will play out on the stage at the Camelot Theater. Welcome to The Exchange, Del.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so, well, Gwen, let's start with your work at the Camelot Theater.
Yes. I've been an artistic director at the Camelot Theater for 2.5 years now. I'm very excited about the work that we're doing. There's been some changes, obviously, because I have had a great passion for bringing dramas back to the Camelot, and they've been very successful, particularly critically. We still do our musicals. We're starting a whole program of doing holiday pantos, starting with this winter, the holiday show. We do one comedy a year, and I'm so glad that this year we're doing Daddy's Dying. I could just stand on a small dog and spit it.
Okay. Well, tell me about the play that's opening tonight, right?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about it.
The play is about a South Texas, Southwest Texas family whose the grandchildren's father is dying. And they're my grandchildren. Their mother has already passed. And so they're coming back home to say goodbye, but mostly they're coming home to see what's in that will. And, of course, they are having a heck of a time trying to find the will, and they're getting all in each other's way. But eventually, without giving away too many things, they finally come together as a family, as they always have.
Oh, so it's uproariously funny, and it has a happy ending.
With some tear-filled joy in between.
Oh, so you make us feel something in the audience.
You betcha.
So, Del.
Yes, sir.
You wrote the play.
I did.
What was going on in your life at that time?
Well, my pawpaw, I grew up in Texas, and my pawpaw was dying, and they were trying to find the will, and there was a lot of feuding going on. And this is what's crazy about this whole full circle story. I was doing a play, my very first play, acting in it. It's called Cheatin', also set in Lewaukee, Texas. It was the first of the trilogy, and my girlfriend in that play was Gwen Harris, now Overland. This was in 1984.
Wait a minute.
Are you kidding me? No. We were, and so Gwen then went on to do. While this play was going on, I would come in and I'd go, "Oh, you don't know what happened today. My Aunt Rita has accused my mother of trying to mercy kill my pawpaw by giving him her arthritis pills. And now my mother found out because my Aunt Sissy told her, and there is a lawsuit in this small Texas town that is being threatened." So our director, Sherry Landrum, she said, "Del, that's your next play." So I started writing Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will. It opened a couple of years later at a tiny little theater, 64 seats. Now, at that time, Gwen had moved to Seattle. The play was so successful, ran for 2 years in L.A., won a lot of awards, and Gwen took it to Pioneer Square and played what would now be her granddaughter. So Gwen has played two of the sisters in this, and now she's playing their grandmother. So when Gwen said, "We're doing this and we want you to come," I said, "I'm there. I have to come and have this amazing reunion. And I got to see a dress rehearsal last night. It's just fantastic.
This play is a common thread through your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my word. My guests are Gwen Overland and Dale Shores. Gwen is the artistic director at the Camelot Theater and Talent. She stars in the play, Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will? And Dale Shores wrote the play, and apparently it is like your dream song, your theme song, your life song for both of you.
Yes.
Dale, this play was made into a movie.
It was.
Tell me about that.
Well, you know, this play changed my life. It really did. I remember the day that the L.A. Times review came out and said there's a new voice in theater, and his name is Dale Shores, and it ran for 2 years. It gave me opportunity in television, and, you know, Gary Goldberg, who created Family Ties, came to the play, hired me to do that show, and then all of a sudden I had a movie deal, and I'm, you know, 29 years old and thinking, oh, this is the way it's going to be the rest of my life. They didn't make me change any of the words when I shot it. Boy, was I for a rude awakening when I started working at TV. But it was truly a glorious time of my life, and to work with that amazing cast in the movie. And I always know because my daughter is 35 years old and my ex-wife was pregnant with her when we shot it.
Mm. Well, the LA Times called you the master of Texas comedy.
They did.
What's the difference between Texas comedy and the rest of the nation?
Well, we're crazier. It's just that I didn't know we were. I thought this is the way, you know, I would tell these stories to y'all, and they're like, what? This is happening in your family? I was like, so, you know, the movie came out, and here's a good example of how crazy my family is. The movie came out, and my Aunt Rita, who is the real Evelita, the baby sister and here, the wild child, she had no idea what this play was about. And so she took all her friends to Abilene, Texas to see this movie. She didn't speak to me for 7 years after.
Oh, my word.
She said, I could deal with the fact that you made me an alcoholic, and I could deal with the fact that you made me lose custody of my children, which I did not. But you had me in the same outfit for 3 days, and that made me look like white trash, and that's why I am not talking to you.
That's hilarious. So this play, which was made into a movie, is about your life.
It's about my mom's family, yeah.
Oh,
it
wow.
really is. My mom reluctantly forgave me with the success. She was my high school drama teacher. My dad was a Southern Baptist preacher, so you can imagine
the turmoil
in my life.
Your life was prescribed from the get-go.
Yes.
So you wrote other plays.
I did. I have.
Tell me about them.
I started with Gwen. Gwen was in my very first play, and I did it selfishly to be in it. And then Daddy's Dying sort of took me into a writing career and got to write for TV. But Gary Goldberg, who I told you about, he said, Dell, TV, film will always want to change your words. Always keep a play on your desk and say, this is mine. And please continue to write for the theater. And I have. So I've written Daughters of the Lone Star State. My biggest one besides Daddy's Dying is called Sordid Lives, which became a very cult movie as well in the gay community. And a series. And beyond. I mean, there's a lot of allies who like that film. But I just tell my truth. I don't really reach too far. I often say, I'm not really a writer. I'm a thief.
So, Gwen.
Yes.
Now I understand that these roots run deep.
Absolutely.
And I was thinking, how did you decide that this would lead off your season at the Camelot?
I think because it, in spite of the fact that they're a crazy bunch and they act crazily and they fight each other like mad, they're a family. And there's a homespunness that even when they get upset at each other and angry, there's a love that binds them together that cannot be separated, cannot be severed. And that's the kind of heart of a play that just makes me say, this is what needs to be done at our community theater in Camelot. It speaks to everybody. Everybody has a family.
Yeah, it's kind of like your relationship is, no matter where you
are.
You
know where we met? We met at church.
That's right.
At church.
Yes.
Yes. We're scared to go these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, God loves us anyway. Yeah. At we just became good friends. And then we started doing some industry auditions for people in power. And I needed some scenes. And this man wrote me a few. And I mean, it just kind of escalated into this wonderful relationship.
That's beautiful.
I wrote the role of Sarah Lee for Gwen. Gwen was inspirational. We were doing a play that I love that was also inspirational to me by Preston Jones called Luann Hampton, Laverty Overlander, set in West Texas. And when I started writing, I realized because of my obsession with him and doing a little digging that he had died at age 49 and wrote in a fictitious town that was 30 minutes from where I grew up. And I said, well, someone's got to take over.
Yes, yes.
So tell me about some of the other actors in this play.
It's a very young cast, obviously. Some of them have been at it for some time, and others are just beginning. And that's another feeling of family, because we have people that can help each other, but we also have young people that can refresh some of us old war horses while we're up on the stage. The character of Buford, of course, my son-in-law, is played by someone who's been in community theater for some time. He's a music teacher at one of the high schools. But they're great. They're not professional, but at the same time, they have a great passion for theater, and they have a huge passion for this man in this play.
Well, you obviously have a passion for plays, but your experience spans multiple degrees.
Yes, yes. I started in music. I started as a pit pianist in musicals, and then I thought, I can do that up there. What am I sitting in this pit for? And then I started taking theater classes and then acting classes. I moved to L.A. and got a degree in theater arts and acting at UC Irvine. Went up to L.A. proper. Started the PhD program at UCLA, and it was during that time that I thought, well, I need to get either my directing shoes on or my, you know, hiking shoes on for walking on the boards. And so, yes, I've just kind of moved in that direction.
Why psychology? You have a degree in psychology.
Well, I think psychology and theater are the same damn thing, if you want to know.
I so agree with you, and I love that you have that degree, because I write from a psychological view.
Yes.
I take every character and I go scratch. I always tell my writing students, I go scratch deeper. Yeah. What's behind that action? Mm-hmm. You know, what is behind that? And, you know, I actually saw Betty Buckley one time give a Q&A after Grey Gardens, and they said, how do you start developing a character? She says, I call my psychiatrist.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Now, something I learned about you is that both of you both care very deeply. You started a foundation, Del.
Yes, sir, I did. I am very passionate about other storytellers. I specifically LGBTQ+ storytellers in the South. I was given it. We talked about Sherry Landrum and Rex Knowles, and they really mentored me. That writer, and she was a writer and a director, and they were the first people who said, "Del, you're good." And so I wanted to be that person in my, this chapter. I was going to say my last chapter. Maybe I got one more, but I just wanted to give back. And we have had such success with the foundation. We have a contest every year. You can go to delshoresfoundation.org. We're open right now for submissions. And if you live in these 16 southern states, or you know somebody there that identifies as in our community, and happy Pride, everybody, then you get to qualify. So we just had our first playwright, his second play I directed off Broadway for him.
Excellent, so. Excellent. This is so fun. Unfortunately, we're out of time.
What?
Thank you both.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, this has been fun.